Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
There's a fine line between sanity and insanity. And some of the world's most brilliant individuals were people who lived in a different world and were always considered slightly mad by others. "Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun," said Noel Coward, who must have been in Manila or Singapore when he made that observation. "But some have to be out in the sun, and they are in full control of their faculties." Frankly, the past century seems to reveal a kind of pervasive madness that has gripped our world, upsetting values, creating vast gulfs between the haves and the have-nots, threatening our world with nuclear destruction, and putting our nerves on edge. From time to time, I hear someone say, "It's driving me crazy," or, "My kids are driving me crazy." You're bothered, annoyed, irritated, but not really crazy. There's a difference. Daniel told of a man who did go crazy. Insane would be the proper psychological term for it. He was a world leader with a vast kingdom, tremendous power, and unchallenged luxury. His name? Nebuchadnezzar. His kingdom was known as Babylon, southern Iraq today, which has lost the glamour of the vast walls, wide enough the five chariots could race abreast on them, hanging gardens and luxury apartments in the palace. Walking on a rooftop, he viewed the splendor of Babylon and boasted, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence by my might and power for the glory of my majesty?" The words were still on his lips when a voice came from heaven. "This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken away from you. You will be driven away from the people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle." The king was deposed. He lived like a wild man outside the city until God said enough and his sanity was restored. How do you keep your sanity in a mad, mad world? Guideline number one. Keep your sanity in a mad, mad world by keeping your perspective. This means you include God in the equation of your life. Otherwise, you are like a pilot who cannot locate the airfield. Someone who has neither chart or compass, whose world has no definition, no east or west, no right or wrong. Some 700 years before Jesus Christ was born, Isaiah, in a time of great conflict and confusion, described the madness of a world without God. He said, "Like the blind, we grope along the wall, feeling our way like men without eyes. At midday, we stumble as it were twilight. Among the strong, we are like the dead." Until a person finds God, he begins at no beginning and works to no end. Life will never make sense without God. It's a tale told by an idiot, as Shakespeare put it, full of sound and fury, but signifying nothing. Dr. C. E. M. Jode was a philosopher and psychologist who taught at the University of London. He was also an atheist. That is, until something happened to him as he was sent into the concentration camps at the end of World War II. What he saw made him sick to his stomach. He was aghast. How could men treat their fellow men this way? The man who was an atheist recognized the horrible powers of evil and began to reason that if evil exists, there must be its opposite, which he came to recognize as God. The bottom line is that until you include God in your life, yours too will be a mad, mad world. You have just heard Guidelines. I'm Dr. Harold Saleh. If you have access to the internet, you can listen to what you've just heard. You can download it in MP3, or you can print it out. You can share it with a Bible study or meditate on it or pass it on to a friend. That sometimes is a way of telling them something you'd like to say but don't want to. The homepage on our web is guidelines.org. Click on the date for today, and that's it.